We do. Can I get a hop?
That's what I do for the lads and ladies.
Where are you from again?
Meath.
Mead, halfway past somewhere.
But I get, yeah, well, I get abuse because the people think I'm putting on a Dublin accent, but it's just where we, it's just like what we sound like.
Wanna be dubs? Yeah, we got the Mead boys.
Yeah, putting on the McGregor. Like people who are not Irish. Look at him putting on the McGregor accents. Like, you know, there's actually like people from Ireland sound like him. You know what I mean? He doesn't own the accent. You mad cunt? Like,
yeah, what? Funny bone is actually a nerve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mad.
It's actually not funny.
It's hard. It's a cunt to hit anyway.
Isn't it? You always have to, when you bang that elbow, you always have to bang the other one.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice that?
Actually, no. I've never done that, no.
I've never done that.
No, that's weird shit,
If your toe stubs, you have to stub
the other one. Yeah, that's for good luck.
I've never heard that, me like.
That's to get your good luck back. Yeah. After you banged it,
and
it's
gone. If you spill a bit of salt on the table, you have to grab it and fuck
I've heard of that one, yeah. No, that one I've heard of, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't do it while your nanny's behind you, right?
No, well, mine's dead.
Simo,
Yo, it's your boy Simo Simcard, Simaframe, aka the real Sim fucking Shady.
Very good, very nice. A monkfish here on the mic. Very good, very nice. Hello, chicken nugget.
And this week we have the big
Paddy Paddy Pee Pee.
Hello. Oh, indeed. Yeah.
Paddy,
it is
paddy.
I.
It is Oi, isn't it?
It's Paddy Murphy.
Here,
yeah.
Actually, do you know what's the right before we actually kick off?
Oh, yeah, I'm Zlatan.
To go straight in. I always wondered, you have a real, like a Irish mellow, mellow tone, doesn't he?
Melatonin, that's the thing
no,
in your skin.
No, mellow
melatonin.
No, that's in your skin, lad.
No, mellow, like melatonin. A real, like the way he talks, like he's real, like prim and proper.
He's well brushed.
Well, when I have to be, I sound, I suppose, but behind the scenes, you might hear
like
a different.
That, just there, like the way he said, it is Oi.
Yeah. Well, I suppose if I know I'm being recorded, I definitely make sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
It depends, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It definitely can waver from situation to situation. But I try to sound nice and smooth for the ladies.
Oh yes.
And come here, there's one thing we can tell you is he has a big old cock on him.
No, seriously.
That's actually a requirement to get on the podcast.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We actually have to text everyone.
Whenever we text, we say, make sure you have a big cock. And then some people just text it back and say, no, sorry, look, I can't come.
And then we just say, right, come on then.
Feel sorry for them. But no, as you can see, we've made it in, boys and girls. And everyone in the middle.
Fucking everyone in the middle, yeah.
Bush, come here, how was your week?
Very good.
Very nice. It's hard to get stuck in your head.
Good there, doesn't it?
Nah, good week. Yeah, no, I've just been making content, acting the bollocks. My friend called me. I'm a professional wind up today. That's basically what my job is.
I
so
love a good wind up.
I love a wind up.
Are you a wind up merchant?
Yeah, I would say so. But I suppose that name is taken, isn't it? Wind up merchants.
Wind up merchants.
Just
who are they?
Joe McGuckin and all them lads.
I'm joking.
Oh yeah, I was thinking.
You're Joe McGuckin. It's not McGuckin, it's McGuckin.
What a wind up.
Alright, sorry. It's good crack. Had a good week yourselves. Good week.
What happened?
We had a good week. I didn't. I was just saying that to be nice.
Yeah,
I had a bad week.
To be honest, this week it'd been a mental week for myself as well.
Walk.
We work on a building site, man.
I'm not, mate. I couldn't. I wouldn't last an hour.
Paddy, man.
Oh. I've worked on a building site in sketches with Rory back in the day. Like, that's as close as I've got to them.
Oh, you know.
Genuinely.
It is tough.
Yeah, and fair play to people that do it. I genuinely couldn't do it. I'd rather be homeless.
I wonder how long he worked on them. Did he actually work on them, or is this just stuff?
Yeah, he did, but he also, like me, is not wired for one. He's a big clumsy fucker like me, like, as he says.
He's a big
self-proclaimed
bastard, isn't he?
No, he tried it, and then that's where all the sketches came from.
He looks like
7 foot. He's 6'5", I'd say. Big fella.
What does he eat for breakfast, do you reckon?
Porridge.
Yeah.
Fucking porridge.
Dry porridge.
Petrol sandwiches.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and the Rory was made in the lab. They designed the most Irish the most Irish man possible.
Fair play.
Rory's a hero.
He's training
now
at the minute, actually. See him, he's in the gym. I've seen him do a few deadlifts today.
He's a soundbite.
I seen it on Rory's story.
And come here, how come your week was bad?
My week started off with a fucking 2022 wasn't late. One day, the first week, second week, I was Monday, I was early, bang on, boom. Tuesday, woke up late.
Early, bang on.
Lovely, fair play. You showed up for work on time, it's real. Yeah. God, I love you.
No, it's bonus.
Yeah. Tuesday.
Pay rise.
I fucking slept in, didn't I? Where did we go? We went to somewhere, did we? The fucking...
on the Monday?
Went to recovery room.
Oh, we did.
We went to the recovery room. Shout out, Steel. But down there, fucking... you get the fucking... The ice baths. Fucking colder than the Irish Sea.
Ice bath jacuzzi.
Six degrees, is it?
Whoa.
6 degrees.
Yeah. Balls shriveled up like raisins.
Balls. It was two belly buttons, as you say. Jinx, you owe me a soda. But anyhow, 10 minutes in there, 10 minutes into the jacuzzi, bang, finish that, into the sauna, how are you getting on? Up the stairs, into these fucking, like, compression leg things. You ever see the footballers use
them? Yeah, the big, yeah.
Big, I don't know if they're called.
Look, if you haven't tried it yet, you don't have to try it, because David's had to tell you everything that's in it.
Sure, it's not a secret.
Well, yeah,
it's not. Yeah. Oh, don't go there. If you know, don't go. It's not a fucking film. Yeah. I'm not spoiling.
Yeah,
it's not
a movie.
Film.
Like, yeah, yeah.
About the cup of tea that they give you.
Yeah, they
do. Don't find out about that until you go.
You get a cup of tea and a happy hippo when you're up there getting. Is it called a Cryo?
I haven't had one of them in years.
Is it called a Cryo?
Banging.
Something? What were them?
Fucking banging.
Just bill compressors.
Oh, right, bill compressors. That's what it's called. But anyway.
So you were late
because
of the...
Yeah, I woke up. I was late because I had such a... I went home, got some... Me and him got a bit of grub. Mm. And then I got home into the bed and I just conked. And I skipped straight through my alarm.
No, we actually got... We got the curry chips with diced butter sausage on top.
Yeah. I've seen that advertised. Yeah, it seems good. Pretty... That's banging, yeah?
It's absolute banging. But can I tell you something? What we got today, I would not recommend.
No? What was it?
And I only got it about an hour ago.
Ochi Toy.
Okay. Ochi Toy in Tala Village. Don't get it.
Thai food? Never had Thai food.
Well, it's sort of like a curry.
It's sort of like a curry, but the person at the reception, she was not fucking welcoming.
Did she sound like that as well?
Yeah.
She's like a dildo firmly stuck up her hole.
She got an absolute penetration dildolian up her G.
No, so, I wouldn't fuck with Thai food. I'm very
I wouldn't fuck with a Thai person either.
Yeah, when I was in Thailand, I got a pad Thai.
And you were in Thailand?
Yeah. And
I'd say you fucking were.
And it was rotten.
Jeremy and the boys.
Jeremy.
You say going to Turkey, not getting a kebab.
All that suck mammy's cock and all this.
Oh, suck big mammy dicky.
Oh, God. Thailand, it seems like if I went there, I wouldn't come
did
back.
Did you go to Bangkok? As in,
Grace, yeah. I went everywhere. I went Bangkok,
welcome,
Koh Samui.
Oh, shit, boys.
Where else did I go?
What's his name again?
I went to Koh San Road.
Who? Jeremy?
No. Hangover. Sorry for going to
Mr. Chow.
Mr. Chow.
No, I went to Koh San Road. That's
good.
Mayhem.
How long were you there for?
I was there for 2 weeks.
Savage.
Yeah.
And did you drink that drink?
What's Chang.
It? Chang, is it?
Chang, yeah. And
they have
Tiger.
That here, don't they?
What's that like?
I've had Chang
Tiger
before
Bam.
A season.
No, Tiger. The beer, Tiger.
Tiger, yeah. I fucking hate Tiger.
Yeah, I hate it. Shite. Well. I hate it.
I got sick before after the Tiger.
Yeah, it's rough. And they do the big
I didn't even have a lot
there
of
it.
Yeah, no.
What about Tiger Bam?
What's
no,
that?
I wouldn't drink a pint of Tiger Bam.
No, I wouldn't drink it, but
what's Tiger
I'd rub it on my legs. I need it.
It's like Vicks.
It's like it's not like Vicks. It's like DP.
It's DP, sorry.
Okay. Love a bit of DP in my arse.
Oh, but imagine don't get DP on your balls.
But here, anyways, right, no. So...
Sorry about that.
We went off on a tangent there. Welcome
back,
everyone.
Yeah, but we're the master of tangents.
Why am I back in the room?
So we're here with Paddy Murphy. Paddy, give us a little bit about yourself. Who you are and what you do. Yeah.
Come on, go back.
Let's go back, because we just sort of skipped ahead and just started talking about Tiger Bam.
Yeah, well, my name is... Well, it's actually Patrick Murphy, if we're being official.
Oh, it's actually Patrick.
Who would have thought?
The saint.
Yeah, indeed. Named after the man himself. Yeah, I'm a TikToker.
Oh,
well, live streamer.
I
love it.
I
suppose.
Why
not? TikTok, I don't like the word. The word influencer can get in the bin. TikToker,
get in the bin. Go on,
live streamer and shy talker. That's what I'd say.
Oh, shy talker.
Professional shy talker.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, of course.
Nah, you don't really talk shy. I don't think.
No, he self acclaimed.
No, but shy is not necessarily negative.
No, it's not.
It's just it could be. You
bit
know,
of crack talk.
Yeah, exactly. Just I talk a lot, so someone was bound to be shy.
Yeah.
which is probably going to be a lot.
Chat
here.
Shit. Chat shit get banged.
Yeah, that's true.
Chat shit and get banged.
Chat shit get
and
banged.
And how's the TikTok?
Oh, lovely.
What was that?
Whoa. A bit of back chat.
And how's the TikTok and life going for
you? Yeah, like how does it? Like how does
the
TikTok?
How does it start? What's it like? Bring us back.
How does he wake up?
Fucking well, you know, the lockdown, the first lockdown, you know what I mean?
Old James Redden, go on then.
I don't do if buts and maybes, I do absolutes. And Sadio Mane, he's the best player in the fucking world. Chris, what are you laughing for? I'm being serious. No, it was the first.
Buts and maybes.
Yeah, it was just the first lockdown, you know, bored out me bollocks. I had done content before with obviously Rory back in the day and I wanted to do my own fucking thing.
Yeah, you wanted to branch out, be your own person.
Yeah, and I started off with the Cecil the Cabman stuff, like the Irish stuff. Yeah.
Cecil who?
Cecil the Cabman is like a character that says, well, it's now, I see story.
Wait, who you didn't know and you did you?
That was my first
thing. From the time you're for you just passing what? Through.
Oh yeah! Oh, I'm just passing through.
Are you from
but that was what I that was what I started at, done all that. Yeah, and then I kind of sacked that in and started doing soccer / football stuff.
Oh, I can't believe you done it.
I
can't believe you just said that.
No, but I'm saying soccer to appease the gar heads.
I know you are.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't like the way you're appeasing.
I hate
them.
The way the gar heads do that.
And you, I had no.
What do you mean football? That's Gaelic football. That foreign sport over in the UK.
Oh,
so that's not football
catch
at all.
Catch and pull.
No, listen, obviously.
That's a bit of hurling.
No, football, obviously football, but yeah branch into that.
Fuck the Dubs, Sam Maguire.
Fuck the Dubs.
And were you always big into football? Were you big into football?
Yeah, always.
He's
been Liverpool from day one,
but. He's a wannabe dub, everybody.
No, I'm not a wannabe dub. Fuck. I get that a lot. I'm not from Dublin, I'm from County Mead. Come down to Mead.
He's from County Mead.
Aye.
He's from Mead, not me. Mead.
Mead, yeah. I do have a Dublin twang, though, admittedly, but well, I guess there's
that's
alright,
because a lot of Dubs move down there.
Yeah, that's it. Like if Dublin are playing Meath in a football match, there'd be more Dublin flags in my town than.
Of course there would, yeah. Because we rule the roost.
Because there's nowhere else to live, so we all have to move out there.
Yeah. I'm alright with that. I'm saying a bit of a dub twang.
Hey, what?
Yeah, that's true. He'd rather a dub twang.
I probably would rather dub twang than how would you get to know?
Have you got pure sauce on the sandwiches, have you?
So you moved into the football scene then on TikTok.
Yes.
Not fucking American football.
How long would you say it took you to grow?
After I made my football account, after 24 hours, I had 10,000 followers.
Fuck off.
That's
fast.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Because I already had that account, and then Rory would have shouted it out for me on his Instagram.
A little boost.
No, sorry, that was Cecil I'm talking about. But no, again with the football, because I already had the TikTok, it literally had about 10K and... But the TikTok is not like no other app. Like you can
from
TikTok to TikTok, you can migrate people.
To get people from TikTok
to like Instagram is a slog, and Twitter and everything. They're like, oh, I like your content here, but I'm not.
If you could do that
anywhere,
if you can get your following from TikTok to Instagram, you're doing class. Going straight up.
Yeah, no, Instagram. I'm doing all right on Instagram. Instagram is a tough cookie to really build, like it's really hard.
You're at 26 or something, aren't you?
Yeah, we're closing in on 30. I done a TikTok 8 minutes the other night on live and got 600
an hour.
That was handy. That was a nice little
boost.
Are
you gonna watch Chelsea? Because she's not the only one that's getting smashed tonight.
Ash was a good friend.
Well, I want to get into that now in a few minutes about what's going on there.
Yeah, we'll.
I don't know really, but I want to ask.
Yeah, we'll get into it. We'll get into it all. TikTok. Yeah, we're flying. Well, we're going all right. Like
I love it. You're at like 100 and. You're on 163, is it?
163, I think.
It's not all about fucking followers.
It is, it's great. Because
it's
that's
not,
who he's.
No, it's not all about
that's who he's doing his videos
handy,
for.
He's getting brainwashed.
That's who he's doing
he's
his videos for.
He's getting brainwashed.
No, it's handy
he
to have,
loves
but.
It.
How else would he be doing his videos if he didn't have people to play them for?
You like getting pegged.
What?
Who does he. Pegged?
I don't know who said that.
Who do you do your videos for, though?
Yeah. Who's your?
Yeah, I suppose it's good to have an outlet for yourself, your own head, like, you know what I mean?
For your own head.
But, you know, if you had nobody watching them, you probably wouldn't continue doing them.
You got no fans?
You got no. You want
some? You want some?
I'll give it.
But do you, see when you were doing a video, do you proper, like, sit there and plan out a video, or do you just, I'll say fucking Ederson is better than Alisson just to wind everyone up for the crack.
I know he does that.
No, I don't. We'll get into that as well. No, TikTok is very short form content. You don't need to sit there for hours and plan a YouTube video.
Six minutes.
Yeah, I'll see some news and give my opinion on it and talk about it, you know what I mean?
I suppose it depends whether
is it
what they're into or not.
Hmm?
Isn't it? Yeah, true.
I mean, like, I was gonna say, like, do you think people are into people reacting and all?
Yeah, yeah. Like, who's his demographic like?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, it's 51% UK now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, that.
And only 20% Ireland on my football page, like.
Yeah, because actually, we weren't saying this earlier. Irish people are just too.
Why are we like
we're
this?
No, but like it's why, like lads? I love being Irish, love my country. But if you're strictly just based in Ireland, it's very hard to branch out. You know. I'm not saying that, Jesus Christ, branch out like I'm a nobody, but like it's nice to get into the UK scene.
Give yourself a bit of a tap on the back.
Listen,
fucking Paddy Murphy.
Yeah, no, I've met a lot of sound people from the UK. Like, people think Irish people hate English people. We don't.
Mark Albert.
Like, if you think about it, right? So when did you start doing all the videos now?
This football one?
Yeah, but after Rory and all.
When?
You were saying during COVID.
February. Probably, well, the football one I started in February 2021.
Like, if you think about it, right, since then.
Yeah. He's exploded.
What mad people have you met? Or even spoke to?
Oh, yeah. Like, who's like.
The most famous person I've ever met is Robbie Keane.
Fuck off, Robbie. Billy, come on, you're a jokester.
It was an after party for one of Rory's gigs we done in Bicker Street. He was in the Ivy or something.
Can't wait to get invited to one of them.
And I seen Robbie Keane with Claudine and all. I went up and asked for a photo, and his security guard told me to fuck off. But but Rory knows and Robbie know each other. So Rory's like, oh, Robbie, Paddy's a big fan. Can you get a photo? And then he did. And he was sound like asking about Rafa Benitez this time in Liverpool. And yeah.
What about Rafa Benitez getting
he's
done a good job
anyway.
For you. Anyway,
yeah, I was hoping he'd stay because they would have played each other this weekend. But no, Robbie Keane's probably the most famous person I've ever met. But I've met a lot of cool people through TikTok. Like.
Yeah, I met Chunks.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Big Bunda.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, I have a Lincoln. Selling a Lincoln.
You didn't meet Chunks.
I know.
Oh, you didn't? What a weird person to say. Like, you could have said
Shane, didn't
you?
Chunks, he wants to meet
Chunks. Chunks is pretty fucking famous. Like, yeah, he's good.
I love to hang around with that group.
Yeah, he's definitely funny fucks.
That's my group.
I think I would too.
HP like Marco, the sauce.
More cool people you got to meet was the little Instagram live you done.
With Mildred. So you were talking to a porn star, weren't you, on the TikTok date?
I was talking to her.
Adult performer. I knew her before.
She's on the TikTok as they put the orange and black little squares.
I have her on the old WhatsApp, you know. Have her on.
Do you?
Yeah.
No way. What's our WhatsApp picture?
Are you doing a bit of sexting with her? A bit of Johnny Sexton.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you getting the wife?
I just have her.
Yeah, you want to be careful if you're sending dick pics.
Yeah.
She probably gets.
You want to send it? Yeah, I have to send mine in landscape anyway.
Yeah. I have to zoom out. My phone can go 0.5 zoom out.
Yeah, I have to go 0.0.
You have to fit it in. It's a cunt otherwise. Like. And come here. Actually, she's really sound. She's really nice.
Was it tough? Was it tough really? Or were you just playing out?
What?
How was doing that?
That was easy. That was light work.
Oh, that's light work, man.
Love it, Pat.
Just talking to a girl, I fucking, that's bread and butter for me.
Yeah,
as you can tell, I'm a fan of bread and butter.
He's more in bread than butter, that man.
Yeah, I know. Talking, she loved it, and I got shafted.
I went like that. Two crackers. Now I can't really remember the last one, but the fourth one. Chelsea, let the man say it again.
I think it was like, you know, as a Liverpool fan, they say you'll never walk alone, but after me, you'll never walk again.
That's
And then it was like, because obviously Chelsea are playing Liverpool in the final, and it's like, Chelsea won't be the only team getting smashed that night. And I stand by that. We'll February 27th, Astrid, yeah?
Astrid.
Wait, what's February
27th? Astrid Turf. Look, there's
she said she's going to get me a ticket for the final, there's so.
What, and Tiri's going to go?
Yeah.
Together as a
no way.
Yeah, we'll link up. Whenever I go to London, we're going to link up and do a video together.
Oh, I love it. You want to start linking up with all you English like broads over there?
English gallem, innit? English gallem.
Oh, I love the bunda.
Oh, yeah. Guys, what, like a TikTok? Yeah, like a TikTok.
Yeah.
Like
a
TikTok.
She's sound, though. She actually is really sound. She gets a bad rep, but she's a sound,
she,
nice girl. Yeah, well, after the whole, all the Call of Dragons, she's been called all sorts and. She put up on Twitter that she just bought herself a new Tesla and she was getting told to off herself
Tesla.
And all. I was like, you're mad.
Did she actually buy one?
Yeah. What?
They must be making serious money.
It was
you making money on TikTok?
TikTok directly themselves? No, because there's no creator from it. Like live streams, but you know, ads and stuff and all that. Yeah.
Like, how is she making money?
OF.
Sorry,
Only fans.
Yeah.
No
She's securing a bag off that, like, that's silly
that's
money.
That's savage money, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you ever see the people that do it through Snapchat now?
Yeah, but some of the girls that do, I'm like, I look at them as like, how are you making money off that? There's some serious depraved people in the world if you're making loads of money. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm all for like supporting someone who's class looking, but to pay some of these clap looking ones, like,
yeah, that is true. But look,
fuck, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's an audience for the clapped up looking ones too.
Why
yeah.
though?
Because there's they clapped need up looking men.
They need loving too. In fairness,
true.
Because they're the ones that.
Oh, but I'm not saying I'm a fucking work of a piece
you
of
are,
art, but
you're
like,
little
just well, I am.
You're
yeah, to
a
be
sex
fair.
Demon.
It's the only man I know that buys three runners when he goes shopping. It's the only man I know.
Yeah, and they're all size 12s.
Yeah,
are these size 12s?
No, I'm 11.
Even bigger.
11. I'm only a size 9.
Yeah, no, size 11.
You're only a size
6. Really? Oh. Yeah.
Money best.
No.
Yeah,
plus, you're
a
plus
size
3.
Yeah,
I'm
a
size 9.
Oh yeah.
But come here. Speaking of all this,
what height you use? I didn't even check before. I'm 6 foot.
I'm 6 foot as well.
You're 6 foot.
Yeah.
I'm 6 foot on the dot.
I'm 6 and a bit actually.
No way.
Yeah. I wish I was taller though. The fat would. My fat would distribute better, as you know.
I'm 5'6".
Yeah? That's alright.
You're not 6 foot. Stand up.
I am.
Let what? Me stand up beside you.
Yeah.
6 foot. Yeah. He is! No way.
And
yeah,
I'm even sliders.
Are we lads? This looks like an Outburst Pal video. Outburst and crew. You next group like you fans in the
real. Big up anybody born in Holy Street. Big up anybody born in the kill. That was fucking mayhem there for
that'll
a few seconds. What the fuck just happened?
Autism.
Here, now, going back to TikTok, take me out. What about first dates?
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
What, bringing
I'm
you
still
really
getting,
back?
I'm still getting bit. I was only 19 when I done that. That's 5 years ago now.
No way.
Yeah. My game was subpar, I must admit, but it was a great experience.
Like, even the way you said that.
What?
What?
Even the way you just said my game was subpar.
What? My game
so
was subpar.
Open this now.
Oh, yeah.
Irish power, let's
have you
gonna
do that now?
Yeah, fuck it.
This is Paddy's first time trying
Irish,
Irish power.
Power. What Astrid Wet will be seeing on February 27th. I'm blowing her back out.
Oh, yes.
Boom.
Are you gonna need a bit
and it's going to make that noise,
here,
not like
are
that.
I'm going to need a bit of Blue Chew. Chew it and do it.
Oh, we want to get sponsored by Blue Chew.
What yeah. the fuck is Blue Chew?
Blue Chew.
Viagra?
Blue Chew, yeah.
I don't need Viagra. I'm 24 years of age.
So...
If you have any.
Oh shit! Look at a can, by the way.
Look at a can. Quality can. Shout out to our main
oh,
man.
That's lovely. That's actually really nice. Irish Power, DM me on Instagram, we can work something out.
He's coming here, right?
Yeah?
I can't to meet you.
That is the nicest can I've ever seen in my life.
Isn't that cracking?
Tricolour vibes, that is.
I love it.
If that was in a shop, I would buy that over anything else.
Yeah, just because
just
of that.
But it also tastes nice.
It actually is nice.
That
yeah,
is nice.
It's
like,
the best can ever. I feel bad even throwing them in the bin when they're finished.
You know, send them back up to them.
Yeah.
See,
imagine, right, and not to cause trouble here, but imagine a can with a Union Jack on it. Couldn't pull off this. This is.
It couldn't. It
no,
wouldn't
it look
Irish
nice.
Flag hits different.
Yeah, because we're all loved all over
Gina.
The world.
Now, do you know what's one thing I wanted to ask you?
Yeah, what was it?
Impressions.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Right here.
Well, like yeah, I like them.
Go on, I like them.
For sure.
Club.
Yeah, super cool.
Isn't the man that he actually looks like them when he's doing it?
Don't tell Jurgen Klopp that.
He's like a deep fake.
That Jim Carrey's the king of that. Have you ever seen his? He the way he contorts his face muscles.
Yeah.
He literally morphs into the person. Like he done Clint Eastwood, and he looked like he was stroking one out. Like that, like he's really.
Who
good.
Else can you do? Many can you do?
You roughly. You name someone and I'll think of football. You name someone, I'll try and do them.
Football.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, Jamie Carragher.
Yeah, nobody wants to grow up with you, Gary Neville. You know what I mean? You gotta stop it there.
Oh my God.
You gotta stop it there. You know, no one wants to grow up being Gary Neville, Jamie. No, seriously. No, we went a bit shit, but no.
That
what
was
about
good.
What about Rio Ferdinand? Can you do him?
Can't do Rio.
Yeah, well, obviously, I thought.
He looks like a camel.
It's Alex. See, I thought. Now, get the contract, guy. Put it on the table. Give him what he wants.
See, the thing about he sounds a bit like Harry Kane. Because Harry Kane, I just go. Yeah, obviously, I thought it was a difficult game today. Obviously,
Yeah,
talking about Spurs. Obviously, yeah. I mean, let's be cunt, and I've not won a single trophy in my life.
No, he's a big slabhead.
He's a shit.
Gary Neville.
Oh, unbelievable! Oh, what a goal!
That is actually very good.
I'm just autistic a little bit, I think, to be honest. I just talk to myself at night in the room.
He's
doing
dyslexic.
I'm dyslexic.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Fair. My friend's dyslexic, but he's riddled with it. Like, he says, we went to watch the Ireland-Portugal game. And he's a football fan. He took a picture of Cristiano Ronaldo, right? And his brain somehow corrected CR7 to R9. He's that dyslexic. Like, I'm talking like, that's he's riddled like to the core. Like, how can Fuck you look? Off. His brain associated CR7 and changed it to R9. I was like, how the fuck have you managed to do that? Like, I've gotten you a ticket to see Ronaldo in the flesh, and you've called him fucking R9. Like, Colm, if you're watching, you're a fool.
Who was I?
My mate Colm. Nah, I love Colm though.
Ah, Colm, we love you.
Yeah.
Shout out, Colm.
Love you, Colm.
But here, I took down a little note earlier.
Yeah.
What do you think of Ben AFC?
Love him.
Oh, Gabby, you're my boy.
Nah, look, Ben's actually a sound fucker. I like him. He gets too much hate. I know he's a bit outlandish content, but he's actually a really cool guy. Like, I've talked to him a lot. Have him on Snapchat. He sends me
nudes.
Yeah.
Does he?
No.
What's his dong
that
like?
Huh?
What's the dong like? Average.
Yeah, skinny though. Like a pencil.
And what about
like a cylindrical pencil?
Yeah. What about Noel Talks Football?
Oh.
Niall, you mean Neil Talks Footy?
Neil, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, less said about him, the better. I'm not a fan. Not a fan. Oh.
No. Was there a bit of beef there or something?
Yeah. But there's no redeemable qualities about that lad. Like, he's just an immature kid. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, he's a dope.
Is he a pigeon?
Huh?
Is he a pigeon?
What's a pigeon?
What does he even do? Like, does he do the same thing that you do?
He tries to very badly.
Fuck you, Neil.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Very
No, the thing is, we had a bit of beef, and then we actually.
What was the beef about? What was it all about? Trying to do the same thing.
He just kept making stitches about me and all, and then we actually were all right. Then we were fucking talking away, and I was giving him loads of advice about things and loads of things, and then he just started, just for the sake of clout and content, started coming at me again. Like, being abusive and all, thinking, I was like, well, who the fuck do you think you are? Like, and then I was like, you're a dope, good luck. And then I stopped paying attention to him because he thrives off of, like, he's like a, so he stitches me and all that. And
does he still try?
Yeah. He's kind of stopped now because I've stopped giving him out, but every now and then I do a podcast and I mention him, and then he gets a little bit of a, ooh, look at me, you know? He loves it. Oh, yeah, he'd be watching this. He really is. Not a fan, anyway.
If you're describe what he looks like, what's he look like? For the people that don't know, would you say he looks like a
mop?
A wet
mop. Stood a mop in the corner, put a United jersey on him, and gave him a horrible Cork accent.
Love it.
You have a United jersey on, don't you?
I knew it.
Do I?
I knew it. You're all United. You're United. Both United fans, I know it.
I don't know about this.
Some people just sound like a United.
This is my favourite.
I don't know either.
Ah, fuck.
I don't know either.
Oh, no. Not both. You haven't both done it to me. Fuck it anyway. I've been bamboozled.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Go on, monkfish.
I've been fucking bamboozled here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Welcome to the Manchester United podcast, everyone.
Welcome.
High five, everyone. High five. How are you? Yeah. Sucker on that, you dirty mad cunts.
Welcome to the Irish fucking United stand.
Shout out
Mark Albridge.
Especially in Ireland, I know when I've met a United fan.
You actually knew as soon as you walked in, you said
it. How did you know? Like, what is
it about us?
You're not as given. You might be a Liverpool fan. I think you might be. You're 50-50, Liverpool or United.
Who would you support? Who do you support?
Oh, okay. Well,
that
was out of left field. That's all right. That's okay then.
But I see
the way I didn't have the United vibe off him.
Ask him a player.
What gave you United?
Do you just know? There's a certain in Ireland, in Dublin especially. There's a certain person who supports United.
Yeah, you know.
You just tell. There's something I can smell it. I don't know. I can smell it. I can
smell the Mancunian.
Do you know like a gay? Do you know like a gay there? It's like a mank there. It's like,
yeah.
I can smell the fucking.
You can smell a bag of shit off your Liverpool jersey.
5 years without a trophy, you know.
It's actually more than that, is it? Oh no, it's 2017. Europa.
Yeah, 2017, isn't it?
With
that
jersey,
six. Oh yeah, it was. That's why you should have kept Mourinho. He actually won these things.
He actually did.
He did, yeah. What a man.
Everyone gave a stink about him.
I'm not sure. No, don't at me.
What you think?
I actually owned the United jersey for a period, but I don't anymore. Thank God.
Did you?
Yeah, I had to wear it for a forfeit, didn't I?
Oh no.
and wear it. And I had to wear, I wore, when Liverpool spanked United 5-0, I actually had to wear a United jersey during that
stream. Did you? Oh, no way.
Yeah, of course.
Here, what did you think of the whole Ollie thing?
Oh, he was shy.
He was.
I thought the boys were fantastic. Garricky and McDominay, I thought they were great. The boys were fun, really good. But I don't have a clue what I'm fucking at. He's the hardest accent in the world. Mank Norwegian accent.
It was like a Mank fucking madness.
Yeah. He was, God love him. The good thing he had about him is he knows the club, loves the club and all. But that can only count for so much. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And that club, as he demonstrated, there's too many rotten eggs in it. Like Pogba, yeah. He needs, as good as he can be. He's a rotten, bad personality. Like, do you know what I mean?
Ronaldo was a bad twin.
And from a footballing point of view, absolutely, yeah. It hasn't improved just. And people say
his goals would be fucked.
Say that. But without his goals, Greenwood and everyone else would have been Greenwood, it's that's fucked. I think it's ruined Greenwood. I was tipping Greenwood for Young Player of the Year. That's and I rate person. Greenwood. If I could pick one player from United, it would be Greenwood. Genuinely, I think he's unbelievable.
Yeah, but it did sort of throw a halt to it all did. Them ground, didn't it?
Absolutely, because Ronaldo was Ronaldo.
Why can't he learn off Ronaldo, the best player in the world?
No, but it's about how he plays on the pitch. He doesn't offer anything bar scoring. Like he's, and that sounds funny, but when you have someone like Ranić who wants to do like a gegenpressing style, his off the ball movement and all that work is key. Like, and Ronaldo just sits there. Like,
no, he doesn't. Watch him. He's a bastard now. He runs like a demon.
But to no avail, though. He's not good.
I'd prefer Cavani over Ronaldo.
Cavani's much, but he's much of the same. Also, like he.
I think he puts more work in.
I don't know why you don't try Greenwood just straight through the middle. Sancho off the right. I say Rashford, but he's a bit fucking
his
pony
head's all
at the moment.
The camp,
yeah, he's a bit pony at the moment.
But here, what about Salah?
He's gone scrap.
The best in the world.
What a player.
Baller.
At the moment.
He's on. What you mean?
I love watching him.
The slander. No matter what, Salah could like Salah will always have like people who don't rate him, and that's fair enough. But he's different gravy.
How could you not?
They just because you have people like you know obviously Tom Garrett. If you end up saying this, he says this thing. He's fucking shit, isn't he, Salah? He's fucking shit. It's like he scores goals, but on the ball he's a bit. What do you mean? Like
on the ball he's scrap.
Who gives a bollocks? Like he's.
Yeah,
scored.
Then why would you say that about Ronaldo? All he does is score goals.
No, but Ronaldo is Liverpool is or sorry Salah is Liverpool's system. When we don't have him, we play like a different team. Like he, you know, he works his whole off. He runs like Salah and Ronaldo. Like Salah is. 5 times the player Ronaldo is right now.
But Ronaldo's 34.
Yeah, but that's fair enough, like, but...
Yeah, but...
Ronaldo at his age was better.
Also, I have a controversial opinion for you. I want you to get your opinions on this.
Yeah.
13-14 Luis Suarez is better than any version of Ronaldo ever in history.
No. False.
You disagree?
Yeah.
Okay. I disagree also with that.
Yeah.
I think that Suarez season.
Do you
was
think Suarez was better
than any
more,
version of Ronaldo? Better, I think he's a better footballer.
No, I don't think so.
I also think that
what, more clever,
Messi.
Like?
Yeah, I think that Ronaldo and Suarez are closer in terms of the GOAT rating than Messi and Ronaldo. So
why
I think it's Messi.
So
I think it's Messi. Then it's in terms of that generation. It's Messi, Ronaldo, Suarez. And then Suarez. But the gap between Suarez and Ronaldo was far closer than Messi and Ronaldo.
No way.
Yeah.
You're off, sure, no.
Ah, it's fucking true. And maybe it's his Irish power. Gone a bit off my fucking head, you know what I mean?
We're in the midst of all the football talk. Yeah. Can we jump into...
Yeah, we jump into the all-time Prem.
Prem 11.
I would love to jump into that.
Yeah.
A bit like Astrid Way. Jump into her as well.
Right.
We hate to be Astrid. You're getting it. And there's no going back. There's no going back. You're out there sticking your hole in it now.
That sounds a bit actually fucking targeted, doesn't it? What's happened in the last few weeks, maybe we won't fucking go with that angle.
Jesus. We had to take ours down. Paddy said...
I have it on
he
top
has
of my
his.
Absolutely.
He has it taken down in now, his head.
Yeah. So there's like best Premier League 11, like strictly just Premier League and all that shit. And then there's like best players in the Premier League, like in history.
Right.
So we can go two different ways.
Right, now, I didn't go, like, the best players that were in it. I just went off who I enjoyed watching.
Ah, no.
All right. Okay, well,
who
that's...
Who wants to go first?
Right? We'll use the go first.
I'll go first
because... People know mine, I'd say.
Yeah, because mine are based off who I liked watching and who I thought was good.
Right?
Like, mine would be most enjoyable.
Okay. This is going to be out there, then. All right, but we can do both. I can do one of them as well.
Right. So, in goal...
Yeah.
Van der Sar...
Yeah, good goalkeeper to be
fair. I'm gonna have to change my goal.
Roy, center half, Vidic. Company.
You didn't
copy me. These are just ones that I enjoyed watching. Right. Waiting to hear this for a right back. Sanya.
Jesus.
Bakary Sanya.
Yeah, but that's a bit mad.
Great to watch.
Yeah? Well, if it's great to watch, obviously it's your opinion.
It was
I can't really
a better Wan-Bissaka.
Jeez, that's not much of a compliment. Anyone's better like than Wan-Bissaka. He's fucking pony.
Do you think so?
He's shy.
I think his defensive mind is great.
It's always this thing. He's a good one-on-one defender, but
yeah, but he can't go forward. He's brilliant.
Yeah, he's, for in the modern day team, he's pony.
Yeah,
like,
I'd agree with that. Then I have Hines left back.
Gabriel Hines.
Jesus,
he was linked with Liverpool back in the day.
It was either him or Evra.
Yeah, fair. Evra's probably gonna feel.
Then I had Scholes.
Right.
Who was Barrett and Gerrard?
False information.
Never
has been detected. Gerrard is fucking clear of Scholes. Let's be honest.
Nah, it couldn't be, could it?
Absolutely.
Hold on, I missed all.
Gerrard clear of Scholes.
I was thinking of the changing players.
Then I said modern day for another centre mid, and I said Kante.
Okay. Kante's a good show.
Best to watch is pure opinion.
But if you're going like best, like best is where we can get into the facts.
I'll do best to watch. Then I had Giovanni off Hull.
Jesus.
Remember that?
Giovanni, yeah, the Brazilian fella.
What a free kick taker.
Jesus, these are mad. That's good. I like it.
Right? Yeah,
to be fair, all three of these squads can each be a different video, to be fair.
Then I had Salah.
Okay, I appreciate. There we go.
Roy.
Yeah, okay. That's respect.
Okay.
Roy. Then I had Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Fair.
Ronaldo.
Down the middle.
What formation are you going?
I had Salah on the left, Ronaldo on the right. But
so you're going 4-4-2.
I went 4-2-3-1.
Okay, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you had two sets. Yeah, right. Yeah. So then who's your 10?
And I had Giovanni in the 10.
Oh, right. That's a mad
one. And then I had Henri up front.
Yeah, that's a good team. Giovanni and Hines, man.
That's a throwback,
isn't
it?
Yeah, Giovanni's like one season, wasn't it? So that's fucking impressive. Yes. What was it, the 07-08 season?
He was late.
One unpopular opinion, right, I've seen on the internet. Pele was overrated.
Yeah, because of the era that he was in.
He was scoring against fucking Brazilian farmers.
I agree, but he deserves a lot of respect and stuff. But like Messi and Ronaldo and Maradona and Cruyff, all ahead of them for me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cruyff, what a player.
Cruyff gets overlooked a lot, but
yeah, he does. What about that turn?
Crespo. Ah, he was different gravy for Parma, Inter, and
Rick Lassen. Yeah.
Oh, sure, I've seen him for. He bummed Liverpool in the 0-5 final. Obviously, it didn't matter in the end, but.
Yeah, right. What did you say? Who was you saying, Van der Sar?
Van der Sar, yeah.
I'm not changing my mind there. Did you say your full team?
Yeah,
you weren't listening.
So I know, has that to change?
I can remember it. Van der Sar, Sanya, Vidic.
Sanya?
Vidic, Company, Gabriel Hines, Scholes, Kante, Salah, Ronaldo, Giovanni, and fucking bastard Henry.
You remember that not?
Yeah.
And you weren't even listening.
I am listening, man.
Who did I have in the 10?
This is my podcast now.
Who did I have in the 10?
Henry.
No, I didn't. I had Giovanni.
Giovanni.
You should send him this. He'll be fucking... Giovanni, that's mad. He was quality though for that season. Yeah.
Him or Gams Pedersen.
Morgan Gams Pedersen, yeah.
He's you're saying mad today. Mine is just pure.
You're no. Do you know what? He googled streets you won't forget players.
No, this
kind of with this knocked my head. Right, so I'm going. I'm gonna go Peter Cech.
So this is your best favorite or best?
Mine is not going to be best because mine would have been his, but I don't want to be the same.
Okay.
So mine's different. I'm gonna change mine up.
Peter Cech.
Peter Cech and goal.
Right.
Yeah.
So yours
Peter
is best.
Cech with the helmet.
So yours is the best Premier League helmet.
Before the helmet.
Oh, he's
no,
better
he's
after
the helmet,
wasn't he? Stephen Hunt done that to him.
Yeah.
Big up Stephen. He's a wanker, by the way.
What a player.
He's a prick. Yeah.
I met him at Coppers once.
Is he a wanker?
Really,
yeah.
So
that's long hair now. Fuck
really,
you.
Ready? Schmeichel. I'm going to change my to Schmeichel and go.
All right.
Young Schmeichel or old Schmeichel?
Ah, old Schmeichel.
Obviously
naturally,
Schmeichel.
Yeah. Casper's not too bad, though.
We'll go. Teddy. Vidic. Yapstan.
Three centre backs?
Yeah, only three.
Oh, fair enough.
Right.
What's your formation?
Slaughter down the wing.
I'm going 3-2.
Can I just say, if my team played George Salah is laughing at her.
No, he's not.
3-2-3-2.
Scholes.
Love Scholes.
It doesn't matter about like if I'm playing actually a FIFA match.
Right.
Scholes.
Over Gerrard.
David Silva.
No.
Okay.
Cantona in front of them. Ronaldo, Henry, Shearer, Aguero.
You've just thrown the rules out the window and just kind of vibe. That's a that'd
what
be
happened
interesting.
There? That just got
that's a bit
vicious.
Mad. So that's your what? Your best ever Premier League 11?
That's mine. I had to mix it up over here.
Right.
11.
Interesting. Very good. Well, yours, yeah, that's interesting. Well, you, so I'll give you my best ever.
Yeah.
Like, in like,
all I'm right. dying to know this actually, because right. I've actually never heard you saying that on your TikToks.
So, for me, best ever Premier League 11 in goal is Cech.
Peter Cech?
Yeah.
No, Schmeichel.
No, Cech with the helmet, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cech, helmet, Cech. Right back.
Just checking that, sorry.
See, helmet right check. Back. Right back is subject to change.
Oh, so we're going 4-4-2?
We're going 4-3-3.
All right.
Right back in a couple of years will be Trent, but for now it's going to be Zabaleta.
What a right back.
Centre backs, we're going with Virgil van Dijk.
He hasn't been proven,
and
man.
We're going with John Terry. Virgil van Dijk and Terry.
Terry, I'd agree with Terry.
Left back, Cashley Cole.
Can't be Cashley Cole. Has to be Evra.
No, right, Cole better than Evra for me, 100%.
Not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Evra
has
to be the main man.
Nah,
what about more Premier Leagues?
What about Fabio and Rafael?
They were actually the underrated, to be fair. No, but Evra for me is going left back. And then a midfield
three. Yeah, thank God he's going left back, Evra.
Midfield three of Gerrard, obviously.
Dorkoy.
Oh, I'm gonna put Roy Keane in there for the patrioticness.
Love it.
I love it.
And then a bit of
this is fucking tough.
Lampard. Front three. Salah. Henry, Ronaldo.
Right, I'm changing.
Same
mine.
Front three.
Right, horseshoe Ronaldo into the left.
Right, that was actually nice. I like that. Yeah. I'm gonna change mine. Come back to me. Right. In goal, Cech. No, sorry, Schmeichel. Schmeichel. Right. Yeah, Schmeichel.
Come back to him again.
Schmeichel. Yeah. Gonna go three at the back again. I'm gonna go. Yap, Stam in the middle.
Three at the back.
Yeah. Don't worry. No. I like
you have a player sent off, do you?
Yep. Oh, you can play three at the back.
Go on, yeah, go on.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That's all right.
Three at the back. So, Yap, Stam. On the left, we go Ferdinand. And we'll have Van Dijk in there. Yeah, we'll give it to him. We'll give Van Dijk.
Fair
in
enough.
There, right?
Yeah.
In front of him, we'll have Makalele. Claude himself.
That's a good show.
We'll have Makalele there. We'll have Kane. And we'll have Vieira.
Yeah.
Strong.
Fucking hell.
I had Vieira at my first time.
Yeah, fair balls. I have him now. He's transferred.
Do you know who actually, sorry before you go on.
Go on, I'll let you.
I actually had him in my team first in centre half and I took him out.
Who?
Remember that Arsenal centre back?
William Gallas?
No, fucking.
Oh, Tony Adams?
No, what's his name? Koscielny or whatever.
Koscielny?
That's the one.
Fucking hell. That's a model.
What a player.
Ah, he was alright, but I'm not getting through it.
I just like all these diehard players that like throw their bodies everywhere.
Good luck with
power. Right, so mine is with the Irish Power. So my team is sponsored by Irish Power, right?
Lovely.
So I'm going in goal. Schmeichel in goal. Yapistan.
We did sponsor.
Am I having a stroke? We've been in the same thing for 20 minutes. Schmeichel in goal.
What is happening?
What a fucking year is
it? Getting, you like Schmeichel.
Is the pandemic over yet?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I thought the restrictions were lifted. Yeah, I feel like I'm in a fucking limbo.
I'm hiding this jersey after this conversation.
Hello.
If I hear the word Schmeichel in goal again, I'm going to top myself.
Wait, go on. Back to David. Who was your team?
Every left back.
And who was in goal?
Hurry. In front of them. Listen, boys, I'm gonna go mad.
He was in goal.
In front of them. I think Schmeichel was in goal.
Oh, do you reckon? Casper, yeah?
Casper.
I think so, the old one.
The one invisible.
Oh, funny.
No, Peter,
shit.
Yeah?
But anyhow.
Come.
Makalele in the CDM.
Makalele, not a bad show. Or remember Makalele. Anderson off United? He was a good baller.
Nah, don't say that, man. The fella was.
He was all right. Yeah, he had a lot more, but he done well. But
he did
could have
right. like,
been
did
way
well
better
in a good team, right?
Could have been way better. He
so
was a fat fuck though.
He's gonna protect my
back. Was wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's gonna protect my defenders. Yeah. Oh, Makalele in front of them. I'm gonna go for the mad one here. I'm gonna say Alonso, Xavi, Alonso.
Oh, Xavi.
What?
Yeah, fair enough. Xavi.
Yeah. With a little pinch of Paul Scholes there.
Again, Paul Scholes is in ours, not yours.
Not yours, obviously not.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have on the left side, I'm going to have your man. The main man himself.
And of course, Celtic.
And like
Ben Arfa. The fella in the green and white shorts.
We play for QPR, the skillful cunt.
Adele Tarapt.
Tarapt. I'm gonna put Tarapt over there.
What the fuck is going on?
And we're gonna put over on the right, we're gonna put Yannick Bellassi.
That's disgraceful.
In front of them, we're gonna have David Silva.
What formation is this? If we were
allowed one foreign player,
and up front to, like, for,
like a foreign league to come in, I'd show David V up front.
In the Prem, David V.
I don't know how, if you're making a TikTok out of this, I don't know what you're going to title it. The best ever Premier League, most skillful fucking foreign league, Schmeichel.
I have about six teams there, lad, but I can't, it's too hard to pick. I'm going to scout
it is hard to pick because there were savage players that went through it.
Yeah. And, you know, United had fucking ran the league for a few years. Good few years. Not right, not anymore.
We did. But here, I'm going to jump into the next segment. So right, start of the segment is, right?
Yeah.
This is four states. Right, you're set for your first date, yeah?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Right?
Indeed.
Right, so can you please put the things on Paddy?
Yep. Paddy, you've been a bold boy. You've been a bold boy today,
arrested for crimes against TikTok.
Arrested for being
a fat wrist, though. You might not be able to close.
Yeah, that's
all
right. We have cuffs to arrest the Hulk if we have to.
Oh, lovely. Hung like the Hulk, anyway.
Yeah, hung like
the pigeon. Right, so.
Oh, bollocks.
Right, so.
Cuckoo. Is it closed?
Right, yeah. Paddy, can you just stand up for 1 second?
Stand up?
Yeah, just stand up for 1 second.
Hopefully down
the horse. Yeah, go on, just stand straight up. Go on, yeah. Yeah, right. Turn your body to the left. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right, now count to five.
Yeah.
One, two,
yeah.
Three, four.
Yeah,
how'd
you like that, baby?
I don't know what was happening.
How'd you like that, baby?
Well, you can take the blindfold off. We just wanted to spank you for a few minutes.
I thought you were bringing some. I thought there was a woman coming in there. Imagine.
I'd love that.
Imagine you brought in like.
We just wanted to get. We just wanted to get you in your field.
Fuck! I literally didn't know what was going on.
We got a spanker out for you and all. Oh, look.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. Keep that for later.
Yeah.
Did that get you in your field, though?
Oh, yeah. Turn me on a little bit.
Wait, but that's grand. So you're ready for your first date, then?
Yeah. Well, these are broken.
So I'm gonna put a timer on. And we're gonna go for 1 minute.
Okay.
First day.
Yeah.
You're trying to get David home.
Right.
So, can we just say for context, we are both he, him.
Okay. I identify as a glass of Prosecco.
I am actually a toaster. So.
Right. So we have a glass of Prosecco and a toaster, and the glass of
goodbye
Prosecco.
Brand deals.
Hello, Harvey Norman.
No. Hello, chicken nugget.
Right, so, David, you can answer back now.
Of course.
Right, you don't sit there like a mute. Now get the glass in your hand and look like you're on a day here.
Frizzante.
Hello, Christopher.
Are we starting?
Yeah, right, so we're going to start now.
Hello, chicken nugget.
3, 2, 1.
So,
au revoir.
Do you come here often?
Most of the time.
You'll be coming everywhere later.
Oh my god, you have me gushing.
So what do you do for fun apart from finger yourself?
Asshole.
Oh, very nice.
No, but seriously, that was a good one liner.
Yeah. So where are you from?
Me? Everywhere, baby.
Are you gonna answer any questions or just gonna deflect them?
I don't wanna answer.
have a sip of your Prosecco, it's very nice.
Where's it from?
Tesco.
Do you have to check it like this first?
Give a bit of a nose. You're probably used to a good sniff. Oh, there, it's all gone. You take it like a champ.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
most
interesting.
Say that.
We should explore that later in the boudoir.
Ooh.
How is your bum? Is it like a blood orange?
This
pink.
Pink and ready to stink the whole gaff.
No, it doesn't stink. No. You don't need to worry about my bum. Your bum will be the one.
But I'm the giver.
You know what? Sometimes
here,
I
listen to me. I'm the giver.
It's actually pretty nice stuff.
Here, no, that's gone to my head already. Do you want a second?
Please, top me up, Daddy. Oh, what?
What? Not a butter, Mammy.
Here, the minute is up ages. This
here,
is
what's
just
going
gas.
On here? Look, me and you.
That's
going to
hit the FYP.
Wait, that's a minute gone.
That's going to hit the FYP and people are going to be like...
Wait, so what would you rate Paddy's...
I'm not finished. I want to know a little bit more about you, so I've written down some questions.
Yes, please.
Oh, okay.
Talk to me.
Yes. Sex is not the answer.
Sex violence is the question. And yes is the fucking answer.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
That was sounded a bit dodgy
so
at the
start.
So
where are the questions for Paddy?
The question is, do you take credit card?
Only Revolut.
Revolut? I absolutely love Revolut.
Yeah?
Yes.
What is going on
What's
here?
What's
going on? I'm joking, man. I'm an actor.
Funny, funny.
We're actors. We're playing.
Yeah, funny. I like it.
But look,
I'm red like a tomato. What's up there?
We can get out of our own comfort zones if you want to.
Take your clothes off now.
Nicely.
Yeah.
Do you like nipple?
Love it.
You like
bit, it's
bod?
A bit. It's a bit hairy, but we
can like that dad bod.
It's beautiful.
It's good. I work.
If you have a dad bod, mine's a fucking great grandfather bod.
Your great great grandfather clocky bit like
grandfather's cock never done me wrong.
Right, anyway, can we get off this segment because I feel rock solid talking to this man.
Well, Paddy, gentlemen,
and a man.
Watch Paddy. Out. We'll fucking do
and
that bleeding challenge
say.
With him.
If I don't see it through the week, I'll see it through the fin yolk.
And keep your head out the microwave.
Slancha. August, good luck.